Okay, we're going to make this an audio recording. I'm at the farmhouse. Remember those funny plants up here? Can't believe anything grows in this place. It didn't tell it does. I don't believe it. Anyway, all right, this is just mostly a recording to show you how long it takes to walk to Eastern New Mexico University. Because chances are, somebody who's buying this place probably either works for Eastern or goes to school there or something. I'd walk. Some days I walk to work from the house here on 808 Redwater and Quincy. We're having some stuff here. But good night. Well, they've gone and they've upgraded all the gas lines out here. So, and all the equipment's still here to do it. So, been some upgrading down our alley. This place is, it's not in the city, but it kind of feels like it's in the city. If you're a lazy bum like me and you don't like cutting your grass very often, you don't have to worry about the city coming out and bothering you about not cutting your lawn. They'll just, it's the county. They don't really care too much out here, so. That's good. But it's got all the stuff it says. That's got sea sewer, and it's got co-op water, so you don't have to worry about some well or some septic tank, stuff like that, which is always nice for me. The house I used to live in, the one just before this one, in the middle of Oklahoma City, it still has a septic tank. They hadn't run a sewer to it. And guess what? It backed up. It was horrible. Ended up having to replace the whole thing. Cost $12,000. And that's all you have to worry about here. You're just paying for regular old sewer service. We've been living in the place for 3 years. And it's worked well for us that way. Anyway, so I'm walking down here, down this road. If you're a dog person, this is probably a pretty good dog property. A lot of people around here have got dogs, so you don't have to worry about people being upset about you keeping a dog, because, number one, you're out in the county, and that's kind of a nice thing. Although you're only about a little over a mile from the Eastern New Mexico University campus, and that's why I'm making this recording for you, is just so you can know how long it takes for me to walk there. I'm actually walking. Oh, I gotta get across the Floyd Highway here. One of the things you have to cross. Pretty big little thing this time of morning. It's summertime, but school started to ramp up, so there's some traffic on the highway. Oh, we're going to make a dash cross right now before I get run over. I'm not going to get run over, so we'll be fine. All right. So, yeah, we lived here for about 3 years. This house was renovated a bit before we bought it. The guy who owned it before us, he did all the big stuff. He pretty much gutted the place. You heard about those TV shows? I don't watch much TV, but those TV shows where they'll like buy an old house and totally redo it and make it into something new, and they'll, what's that term? Flip it. They'll flip it. And that's kind of what this house was. This fellow bought this house for, I guess, not very much. And then he cleaned it all up, fixed it up, modernized everything in it. And then he turned it around and he sold it. And we bought it from him, and now we're selling out. Sometimes people want to know why you're selling a house. The funny thing is, it's not like I got moved or transferred or I'm leaving my job. I I'm one of the folks that runs the big computer system that runs the university here. That's why I'm walking to it, because it's time to go to work. And I still got the job. Kind of mind-bending job, but that's okay. I hang on to it. It pays pretty good. And good pension. Good pension from the state of New Mexico. And I'm only got a few more years before I can take advantage of my retirement. So my wife wants me to stay working here, even though what happened was my mom had some medical problems, and she decided to move in with my brother. He had a little house out back in his place. And so she went off to live with him, leaving this other house behind in Tucumcari, about 100 miles north of here. Left that to me, just to get rid of. And I said, well, shoot fire. I got a mortgage payment on my house in Fortalice, this 808 Red Y in Quincy, and don't have a payment with the house up in Tucumcari. So that's why we're selling the house here. Now, there was also some other things. Got six kids. Boy, this is a... We originally got this house because of the size and because of the price. It was pretty inexpensive for its size. They say it's 2,020 square feet. I guess I can trust that. I just lived in it for 3 years. 3 years. And when I got there, I still had six kids. They were all either in their early 20s or they were in their 20s, and a couple of them were trying to finish up high school. So that was when we first got here. Then all of a sudden, they were all gone. The younger three went in the military, Air Force, going north. And the others, they just went to other places. Just moved some far away. So we didn't need a house this big anymore. And it wasn't that it cost a lot to run or anything like that. It was, like I was saying in the video, so it's a heck of a place. Oh, in case you're wondering if there's noise you're hearing, it's me going, cutting across a vacant lot. It's actually owned by the university. I'm going to pass right by, I don't know what they call it now, the university residence. It's where the college president lives. And it's kind of adjacent to a big field. The university's got this land, but they haven't done anything with it yet. Someday they might put buildings up here if the university gets bigger. It's hard to say. Regardless, this is where I'm walking across right now. I can't tell you if we're halfway there or not. I don't really keep track of that stuff. So anyway, we're selling that house. And those are the reasons. It isn't because there's anything really essentially wrong with it. I told you about the one biggest problem in the video, which is that darn computer desk, and how tired I'm going to get dragging it through that house, all that square footage, to get out to the barn. And you saw how big that barn was. Good night. That's like a three-car garage plus some. My dad saw it. I can tell you what my dad thinks about this whole thing. He thinks we're plumb idiots for getting rid of this house. You know, that barn is awesome. I don't think he ever lived in a house that big. And so he thinks we're nuts, especially since I'm still making the same amount of money. I could certainly keep affording the place. It isn't a question of I can't afford it. I actually got my mortgage when the interest rates were a little on the high side. It was about 5%. No, maybe a little less than 5%. And my payments are right at $600 a month. which is certainly cheaper than rent around here. So if you're thinking of all those lines, you're paying rent. I said, God, you're silly, man. Buy a house. Of course, I think price per square foot on this is a little lower than what's standard around here, especially for a house its size. The other big thing, and of course people are saying, oh, he was just playing kind of a funny on the video about the worst feature of the house being the computer table. And yeah, I guess I was a little there. But I'll go ahead and tell you some of the other things that you'll have to really consider when you're getting this place. Every house has some downside. The amazing thing is the neighborhood really used to have a bad reputation for being kind of unkempt and kind of, you know, everybody thinks it's full of drugs and crime, and it's not. Parking out front, that's probably the biggest thing, is that you don't have a driveway. You think you have a driveway, you know, that big, long driveway right next to the south side of the house, but that doesn't go with the house. That belongs to the house on the other side, to the south of us. Although you might be able to make some kind of deal, I never really tried, because I only have one or two cars, and I just parked on the street. Of course, you can park your stuff back in the back there, behind the barn. That's fine, too. Right now, they're going through all the mess of tearing up the alleyway, upgrading the gas service, which is nice. You've got the gas dryer back there in the barn, and the place was actually plumbed to have gas everywhere, although it never really got gas. You know, none of the appliances got put in, and I didn't bother with it either. I made enough money, it didn't matter to me. Anyway, so, yeah, parking's probably the most interesting thing. If you've got lots of cars, you got to be content with parking it back behind or making a deal with the neighbor. She seemed nice enough, although she'll probably want some money, I would imagine. But who knows? Who knows? Maybe you got some gumption and want to make a deal with her so you can park your cars there on the side of the in her driveway. It's not really a driveway, but it goes all the way back. That's really the nice part. Regardless, we're still walking here. I just passed the president's house. And I'm not jogging or nothing, don't worry. God, I couldn't talk like this if I was jogging. Maybe people are good that way, but I'm not. Sometimes I go through the arena. A lot of people walk inside the arena so they don't have to worry about the heat or the cold or if it's rainy or stuff like that. You walk inside the arena where the basketball is. There's a place to walk up there, and there's some people that do that. I never have, but other people do. Anyway, maybe we'll go through that one. Then we take the sky bridge that goes over the big highway through town, Highway 70. So you don't have to worry about if there's a train going by, cuts off the road while it's going by, stuff like that. You don't have to worry about that. You either listen to this or you can say, hey, look, this is how long this recording was. That's how long it took him to get to work. Wow. Just walking. Walking's pretty good exercise. We just got a report a couple of days ago. The university is actually doing pretty good. Everybody's struggling and saying, oh, my gosh, higher education is going down the toilet. Nobody can afford it. Eastern's kind of an inexpensive university that way. If you want to go to a residential university, get away from mom and dad or just whatever your reasons are. Pretty nice place to go, and they were just giving us a report that things are looking good. We're holding stable. We used to be growing bigger and bigger, but that's a tough thing to sustain these days. So the fact that we're holding our own, I think, is pretty good. Morning. Everybody's pretty friendly around here. I'm not trying to be too loud because we're walking through a. This is kind of the atrium before you go to the basketball arena here. That's where they have all the graduations here. Then I get to see all the wonderful, awards. He's got all the trophies. Oh my gosh, it's case after case after case. One lady I know really good, I see she's got a big thing here. Apparently she was a volleyball goddess, so kind of cool. Good morning. I'm coming out the other side of this. And we're back outside again. And we're keeping track of the time. I don't know how long it's been. I'm not even looking. I'm just a walking. So. Sky Bridge right ahead of me. This thing goes over the highway and the railroad tracks. So you don't have to sit there and wait for traffic lights or jump the fates and try to just run across the road, get ran over. That's no fun. I don't know when they put in Sky Bridge. Been here since I went to school here. Back in the late 80s and early 90s. I graduated my bachelor's degree here from Eastern in 1993. As I recall. But I took my sweet time. I was working, and by the time I graduated, I had three kids already. Two kids, and one in the oven. Of the six. So, it's a heck of a thing. Okay, now I'm Scabridge. You probably heard me huffing and puffing getting up the stairs. We're now going over it. You can probably hear some cars going by. They're actually going by underneath me. So I don't have to stop walking. It's August. I do some adjunct teaching here too. Gotta get my class pulled together. I teach class here. An online one. That's really the secret to survival these days. At a school like this is to have some online offerings. So we kind of have a little both. You can do online school here and you can do the residential, come to class actually, and social, meeting people, things like that. Wonderful thing. Well, anyway, I'm here. This is my work. University Computer Center. So, you can hear the other people. Well, time's up. Time to get to work. This took me just right at 20 minutes. 20-minute walk, getting to work from that place. Not too bad, huh?